ועל דף עין למד בייס, the Gemara had explained Shitas Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said that the Makir, that an Orul is possible, the Itrume is because you learn out of Xavier Shabbat, Toysha Vesocher, it says by Kolben Pesach, it says Toysha Vesocher by Trume, so we make a Xavier Shabbat, that all the psulim that apply by Kolben Pesach, and one of them is V'chol Orel Yerchaboy, applies by Truma also. So the Gemara says, Ima Pesach, the Gemara asks Akash, Ima Pesach Einan Oso Boy, so if we have a Gzeir Shove, the Psulei Pesach, Anoig by Truma, so I have another Psul, Ima Pesach Einan Oso Boy, Av Truma Einan Oso Boy, So Truma also, there should be an Issa that an Oinon should not be permitted to eat Truma. Omar Rabbi Yosi Bachanina Omar Kro, Bechol Zor, there's a Zorus Amarti Loch, Boloi Aninus. I have a myth that by Truma, there's only an Issa Zorus, and there's no Issa Aninus. So the Gemara says, oh, if you have a myth, Zorus, not something else, Eima v'loi olis. Say Zorus v'loi olis. So the Gemara says, Aksif Toysha v'socher, we have a Gzeira Shove. So the Gzeira Shove is telling us that Psulei Trume, Psulei Pesach Hanoig by Trume. So the Gemara says, Amarois. So I hear now, there's a Gzeira Shove, and there's a Miut. So, how do you know that from the Gzeir HaShavah we learn out the Psul Olis, and from the Miyat we're Mamayat Aninis? So, Mos says, Mestavra Olis Havalel Rebuye Shekem Maisim Krusim Bedibo Ha'evet. The Gemara explains. Olis is Mechusa Maise. In order to become Niskan, you have to do a Maise. That means it's such a Psul, need a maise. Umaise be guf, right? Not only you have to do a maise, but you have to do a maise in the gufa adam, in order for him to be niskan. Va'onish koritz, and then by mila, one doesn't make mila, there's an onish koritz. V'yeshnei lifnei hadibo, and it's a mitzvah that was given yet before Matan Torah. Not only is his mila ma'akev achilas ha'pesach, but schorov avodov is also ma'akev. So we see that mila is a very chomodik azar. So mistome, the gzeir shav is going on, and that ola is possible by trume, because it's a very chomodik azar by Pesach. So the Gemara says, Adarabba, Aninis Havalei L'Rebuye. No, Punkt verkehrt, we should be Ma'al Ba'Aninis. Sheken Yeshna B'chol Shah. All this is a psul, a once in a lifetime psul. You take care of it, it's finished. You make Mila, so he's not an Oral anymore. Aninis is a T'midis Dike Psul, Rahman and Etzlan. Kroivim become nifter. It's also his kaseidah anoinan. It's a chomadik epsul. Yeshne b'chol sho. V'noi heges ba'anoshim v'noshim. And it's a iso that's noig ba'anoshim v'noshim. And Mashenken, all this is only noig ba'anoshim. V'im b'yodei l'sakin es atzmai. Nezachoymer, you can't be misakin. So I have chumres by aninis, which are non-existent by olas. We had learned yesterday, the Zamachloikes, the Rashi in the Rabbeinu Tam, that what it says in our Mishnah, that an orul is also betrume. What kind of orul are we speaking about? We're speaking about an oru that is mitzuvin mila, or we're speaking about a filo an oru that's not mitzuvin mila. He also has a Shem Aru. Since he is the age of he's a bar milas, even though bepoil there's no mitzvah milanim, he has a Shem Aru. That is Rashi Shit. The Venetam disagrees with that. A person who has no mitzvah mila doesn't have a Shem Aru. That is not a novel. A novel is someone who's mitzvah in Mila. That's called an novel. So, what is the pirch of the Gemara? The Gemara says, you know, aninis is a psu sheni yochel esakim. You can't be misakin it. That means a person is an oinon, there's nothing what you have to do. You have to wait till the day passes. Aninis yoim deraisa. There's nothing that you can't fix it. All this is a psu that you can be misakin. So, l'chayre, that's not so poshit. Well, what if he's a meisa ochiv machmas mila? Also, he can't be misakin. All this is also a psu that you can't be misakin. Bishleim, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's very good. When he's only called an ogel if there's a mitzvah on him to be mal himself. If he can't be mal himself, he's not called an ogel. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's very good. So this is Taka Achoyma that Anina says over Olis. One ha'ore. Someone once asked Shaila, L'chayre Aninis is also B'yodei L'saken. You make Kvure. It's Oysainon. But the Tiferes Yisrael and Mishnayis in the beginning of Perek Beis says that there's a difference between the Aninis of Avelis and the Aninis of Kotchim. The Aninis of Avelis, that's true, as soon as a person is Mekava the Mace, so the Hilchas Aninis Anipsak, and now it's Chaldini Avelis. In the middle of the day, he made Kvura, so the Aninis ended. But the Aninis of Kotchim, he says, does not, Afaninis Yoim Ve'eraisa, so even after the Kvura, he's still an Oinon. He's still an Oinon Lagabi Kotchim. So it's very good, the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Aninis is Aim Be'yodi L'sakin, you're an Oinon, you can't do anything about it. So al kaponim, we heard here chumris that olis had over aninis, and we had chumris that aninis had over olis. So my rois to say that we're marba olis and mamayt aninis. So the Gemara says hanach nefishin, but let's start counting. If we'll count all the chumris that Ola says over Aninis, so there's more chumras that Ola says than Aninis says, so Mamela, so it's Mistava that we ask Ola's by Trume and we Mamayat Aninis, because it's Fota Klana Repsu. Rova Oma Boloi Hanach Nefish and Nami Leimotzis Amrit. I feel like on this is to make Kreshbainis, there's more Psulim. Shavkinen olis tersiv begufei de Pesach, v'yalfinen aninis mi Pesach de Pesach gufei mi maise gemrine. So Rava said a different lambdas. Rava said, we have a gzere shove toisha v'socha. Now a klein geshail is the toisha v'socha teaching us that olis is possible by truma, aninis is possible by truma. So he says the psul olis is written by Pesach. The Psul Aninis is not a Pesach Dike, it's not written by Pesach. Pesach, we learn out from Maaseh Sheini that Aninis, that an Oinon is also, Bachilus HaPesach. So it's Mestave, if we have a Gzeire Shove, Pesach and Trume, so it wants to tell us Hilchus Pesach. Not the halachas, so it's more mistav, it's coming to tell us the halachas that were written by Pesach than the halachas which are noyig by Pesach, but the nakat Pesach the halachas, the halachas you learn out from Maaseh Sheini. So it's mistav, the Toisha Pesach is coming to tell us Hilchis Pesach apply by Hilchis, by Truman. Let us see Rashi. Ma Pesach Oinon, the Efini Lekula Kotchim, Kalvachayma Mi Maisa. We learn out from Maisa. Meisim krusim bedibor ha'evet simnuhu meforishlei. Vonishkores ala mila. Milas schora vavodov im yeshlei ben roi lomul. Oyevid lomul osa ha'ova ya'odem lechel bepesach. Elm kein molei. Tersiv himulei kol zocho vazikra vlasoisoi. Begabi ebeksiv umalta oisoi os yechel boi. Heino Bailov, that the after the meal of the Eved, then the Bailim can eat the Kom Pesach. Dimishum Eved, a Kosov Kaloro Yechel Boy. Adar Abanin is Postal Tvei Miolas, is Pechumre, Shanei Kolsho, Shemeis Lemeis, Av Olas the Guva Mishamo Pamacha Shavene Chezeres Olop. Limotzis amret, the nailef, trume mi pesach le inyen aninis, venukim krodem yutel ores, shavkinen olas tersiv begufi de pesach. Uloi gamrin, ulam gamrin ilole trume begzereshav de taisha besoche, finen aninis, mi maisegom, lakama bepirke. Sok taisvis. Ima pesach, Oinon osoboy. Oimari, afal pides nambe peke ishe bepsochim, da oinon toivel va oichel pischele erev. The Gemara says an oinon is permitted to the Kolben Pesach. Mikminilei be Gemara, commando maninis laila der Abonne. The whole din aninis is a derabonon, blei hemido devrayim bemokim kores. Since there's a chiyuv kores by Kolben Pesach, so lemido devrayim, they were matter. So it seems that an oinon is mutter lecher la Kolben Pesach. So does this stim with that mandiyoma? So Taisi says, hochi motzel meim da osa fila mandiyoma ninis laila mi derabonon. Tlei havi derabonon, Elok shemeis bayoim oinikbar bayoim leman dozel bosa kvurad leitofis leiloi imoi medeirais. That means if the misa was bayoim, the lailas the next day, so memele, so the aninis of the previous day is not nimshach to the next day, aninis laila darabona. Avoli meis balaila. But what if a person died at night? So the kroivim havi oinam kemeis bayoim dainu kiyoim mal. So there the whole meisles, the whole meisles is an oinam in a teire. So memela agemore speaking about that he became an oinam at night. So there the aninus is nimshach the whole day. That's an inis deraisa. The Gemara there speaking about it, it was an oinon the previous day. For ha de porich, beperik tvo yoim, besova rab shimen an inis laila da rabonon, vasayin yirab shimen oimer, shlomim shu sholem, hu mevi. For loik shu oinon. So there's a limud that an oinon cannot bring a kolm shlomim. It's a sholem. Minayin la rabbi's toide, that an oinon can't bring. Minayin la rabbi's pesach, that an oinon can't bring. Tani mi is pesach. So there it says pesach. So the Gemara asks if Rab Shimon holds, that an oinon, Rab Shimon holds that an oinon cannot bring a kolben pesach. So lechayre, this is Rab Shimon holds an inis laila de rabono. Is osam lemotzelish nuyek shemeis balaila. The mash malay the marbel elinyan havod in yochel lahovik shuainen lochipor ki avo oinam b'shas havos pesach. If he was an oinam b'shas havos ha pesach yivsoi kaninis ad alayla shu ascholosoi ascholos manachilosoi
But my also lohavi. He says, there it says he can't bring a Korban Pesach. So why can't he bring a Korban Pesach? The whole problem is he can't eat from the Korban Pesach. So if he could eat from the Korban Pesach, gave him the Shon, what he is. Shlomim, there's a besonder thing, Shu Sholim. But by Pesach, the only reason is he can't bring a Korban Pesach because he can't eat from the Korban Pesach. So that the Gemara asked, why can he eat from the Korban Pesach? But Ninas Laila is at the Rabbonim. Avtrume oino noso bo. So the Gemara asked, let's learn out from the Gzeirah Shovah that an oinon is also betrume. So Taisha says, Beloy gzeire shove ave motzel amifach de litza oinem betrumim de iske shtrumme le bikurim le kama u bikurim le maisa. So this is an akasha on Rabbi Lezer. This is not a akasha. Mi bekama mekoim isha choloy me le tamech beloy kama. Shke maisim krusim. The Gemara brought down these chumres, ave motzel amayma, another chumre, that all this says over Aninish Kenichsola Yudgimo Brises. Anach Nefishin. So the Gemara Taine that these are more chumras. Loi Hanach Nefishin Nami Avamotzila Meima the Chorus Adifalei Kedalakamo. The Gemara says later also Gabi the Shailis and certainly Mudim. So the Gemara says, you have to look at the Chiyuv Koras, that's more chomer than all these other things. So Tosfos says, the Gemara could have said this here also. On the cheshbonus of counting, so many chomers, so many chomers. Koras adifale, Koras is a very chomer de koinish. There's a meach and Hulchus Mila wants to emphasize this kasha. He wants to say, there's Bakantas Machlikas, the Rambam, and the Raivit, what is Pshat in the Chi of Koras by Mila? The Rambam says, Eine Chai of Koras Ache Yomos Vuhu Orul Bemezit. That the Chi of Koras is, if he dies on Orul, then there's the Chi of Koras. Kozman is alive, there's no Chi of Koras. The Raivit told us that there's a Chi of Koras Bechayev after he becomes a Godel. So the Samech wants to say, according to the Rambam, he says, that what the Gemara says later, that the Koras Adifalei, that is if a person is Mechuyiv Koras now for this Averis, that's a Chomer de Koinish, he becomes Mechuyiv Koras. Zechiv Koras Mechayim. But could be the Chiv Koras of Mila, according to the Rambam, is not a Chiv Koras Mechayim. Fakel, the Chiv Koras is Chal, Kshemeis, in a chayiv koras at sheyomus v'hu oru b'meizit. That's a chayiv koras that's chal b'shas demisa. Kozman, he doesn't die, is not mechuyiv koras. If he died with koras, it's not a koras of shonim, it's a koras of kolchoch an olam habadike koras. So it's a different type of koras. Tosis brings a raya from a gemara that the gemara says koras adifalei. If something has the oinish of koras, so that already is... That weighs over all other chumras. Zekter Semeach, that Gemara speaking about it, the Zanoinish of Koras, that means Zachi of Koras is Chal now. Now he's Mechuy of Koras. There's a Zachi of Koras on him now. So Memela, so that, and that, there's a Gemara that says Koras Adifalei. But the Chi of Koras of, the Chi of Koras of Mila is not a Chi of Koras that's Chal now. Fakel? Kozman is alive, there's no Chiyiv Koras. Chiyiv Koras is Chal. Then a Chiyiv Koras ad sheyomus. So it's a different type of a Chiyiv, it's a different type of a Noinish. So that Taisus doesn't have a Gemara, that on this Koras we also say Koras Adifalei. That's what the Sameach wants to say. The Pesach Gufe Mimai Segoma. Robert said that if you're clearing a Shaila, what to learn out from Pesach, so Tzichem Estabe to learn out, all this that's written by Pesach instead of Aninus, which Pesach learns out from Maisa. Perish, how do we know that an oinen is also b'achilas ha-pesach, b'gzei reshob. Not the way Rashi said a kal v'chaima. The mimenu, mimenu. That is a gzei reshob. It says mimenu by Pesach. It says mimenu v'chalti b'oinen mimenu. V'im toima v'shar kol ha-kadoshim minolo. How do you know other kochim an oinen is also to eat? The chal kadoshim asurim lo oinen k'dam b'zvachim perek t'ful yoim. Now it's missing a v'i. You make a kalbo chayme for maisa. A kalbo chayme ikala mivrach. Mala maisa shekain to and kesef tzura. You want to tell me that kochim is mohammed a maisa sheni. Maisa sheni is a chayme that kochim doesn't have. That b'shas yapoid, you need kesef tzura. The ochi poch rovi gufi beg basra de makis, gabi hodi yalef malkis, bi oichel toido ushlomim chutz lochayme. The Gemara wants to learn how to zachi of malkis of a person eats kochim chutz lochayme is Yerushalayim, bekalvochayme mi meisen. The Gemara says, no, meiser is a chayme, what toido ve kochim doesn't have, toido ushlomim doesn't have, that you need kesem tzure. Yeshloime de shakotchim gamrinem bepesach behekeshe. Other kochim we learn often called Pesach. Pesach has a gzereshav mimenu mimenu. And other kochim ahukshula pesach. The zaysa teure. The awesome ishkus kola kadoshim kama bekama desbochim or benoches besefa teude. A bahukro in this posik of zaysa teure ksibnami pesach. The darshinen b'yom tzavoy say ze b'chira meiser pesach. So memele, so this hukshu kol hakochim ladodi. So we learn half from pesach. Ba'av agav, da bohukro namiksi v'lamiluim shem kochei sho, v'kochei sho necholim baninus. How do you know to be makish to pesach or? Oh, you see the kochi shows nechel banish and I'm akish to pesach. The muchbeik tvo yoim. La bechol kochi komar de nechol and baninis. Ella bahanu da ayre buosam. Means there's other kochi show that are not nechel baninis. Maybe those milum is going on those kochi show, which are not nechel baninis. Period. Is bekitzer taisvis said as follows. That we know that a Pesach is not necholoinon from the Xereshavim mimenu mimenu. And we know all kochim are not necholim aideoinon from a hekish. Pektach toisvis, for all the mashem pekes emekoimad ave plukte, bedova halomet be Xereshavim chayzim alamet bekeshe, that by kochim, you can't learn out an extended limud. Dover halomid b'gzereshove imchayza malamid b'keisha. By kochim, you have to buy direct limud, but if you first learn out from gzereshove and then you want to learn out from a hekish, and to be malamid to hekish, you can't do that. So Taisva says, hayne heichid de malamid kodesh. That what the Gemara says, by kochim, you don't learn out from gzereshove and then on to a hekish, that's tafkib de malamid is kodesh. But here, Meiser Sheni is Chulun, the Melamed. That's the Melamed, so that's Chulun. Lokulalme Chayzer u'Melamed Behekish. Kedashkan Hosam Behedye. Shalomadnu le'Toyde shebo mina Meiser medizkish l'Shlomim u'Shlomim gufay gam u'Shom Shom u'Meiser. So Memela, so that is no problem. Let us go further in the Gemara. Ima Pesach, Milaschor v'avodov makeves, avtume Milaschor v'avodov makeves. So the Gemara says, Kaponim. We have a Gzei Rishav Toshev Esocher that tells us that the Psulei Pesach Anoig by Trume. So let's learn out by Pesach, Milas Schorah Vavodav is Makiv. That should be Ma'akiv by Trume also. So the Gemara answers, Omakro, Umalta Oisoi. This is a Oz Yechal boy. This is a pasuk by Milas Avodah. So there's a Miyat boy. Milas Schorov Vavodov, Makeves boy, Milachel Bepesach. Milas Schorov Vavodov, Makeves Betrum. We have a Miyat of boy. So the boy tells us, Davke, that the Milas Chorov Avodah is a Ik of Davke by Pesach, and not by Tumen. Boy is a Miyut. So the Gemara says, oh, boy is a Miyut. Yehochi Eime Kol Oru La Yoichol Boy. You have the same boy by Oru. Boy Ein a Yoichol, Ava Lo Yoichol U Betrumen. So let's make the same Dik. So the Gemara says, Aksiv Taisha Vesoche. You can't do that. I have a Gzeir Shavet. The Gzeir Shavet tells me that Psulei Pesach Anoig by Trumen. So the Gemara says, Amaroi, it's good. You have a Gzeir Shav and you have a Miyut of boy. So how do you know that the Gzeir Shav you use for Oles and the Miyut you use for Schor of Avoda? Let's say Fakert. So the Gemara says, Mestavra Oles the Gufay Havel El Rebuye. Shkei Maise Begufay Va'onush Koris. This is a Maise Begufa Odom. The samaise bebono, beschoro, beavodo. So that's more humble. He's mechus samaise begufa, beonish koris. So the Gemara says, adarab, milaschoro, beavodo, bhavle el rebuye, shken yeshna bechol shor. This is a psul that's only noig once. You mesalik the psul, it's finished. That's not chayze venia. And milas chor v'avodah is noig b'chol shor, whenever it's noig l'dazocha, whenever it's yekoina neved, there's a din that's makiv of the korban Pesach. So the Gemara says, hanach nefishin. So l'chor the Gemara means, hey, it's because ba'ola says two chumres, and milas chor v'avodah only has one chayma. L'chor had a shtikol ha'ore that, before, when Aninus, when the Gemara was saying the Chaimah that Aninus had over all this, so the Gemara says, Shekein Noyeg Be'Noshim Ba'Noshim. That's a Chaimah. All this is only by Anoshim. So, L'Chaire, Milas Schorov Avodov is Noyeg by Noshim also. If an Isha wants to bring a Korban Pesach, and she hears a Zocha that's not Nimel, whenever that's not Nimu, so she can bring the Korban Pesach. It's enough in the Marsha for the final from it base. The Marsha says, even though Nisha's potter, b'milas schorim, that's dafke out the mitzvah of Mila, but out Korban Pesach, if there's a zocher, it's ma'akev. So I don't understand. So lochere, the Gemara, the whole cheshbon is hanach nefishin, lochere, there are two chumres by, there's another chumre by milas chorim avodav also. That is noig b'noshim u'v'anoshim. Pesach nish. That's one mahalach. V'iboy yisayim e'b'loi hanach nefish enam iloi motzah samchit. Mi kemidi da olis da gufe iloi ma'akvebei olis da achini ma'akvebei. The Gemara says, it'll be more dik modne. And you're going to come and tell me by Trume that all the Schorim will passel. He's not allowed to eat Trume. And he himself is an Oru, he's allowed to eat Trume. Doesn't make sense. So, Koch, we have to say Fakert. There's a Merdik at Tosfos HaRosh. He says, the Gemara, we understand the Gemara very well. The Gemara says, I mean, it would be very modern to assume that an oral is permitted to eat trume, but if his son is an oral, then he's not allowed to eat trume. It's not mistab. Frag to Taisus HaRosh, Amerdike Kasha. He says, there's two psukim by Korban Pesach. There's one psuk by Korban Pesach that Milas Chov Avodav is Ma'akev. There's another psuk called Oru La Yechel Boy. So I'll ask the same kasha. I'll ask the kasha. I'll prove to you that. Why didn't the pasuk call Oral Yechul boy? If I know that Milas Chora Vavodov is Makiv, is about to give us all us the goof, is it a Makiv? So why did the pasuk call Oral Yechul boy? As if Rekta Taisis Arosha Kash. Seems this is, I don't know. But this kasha that Taisis Arosh asks. So the Taisis Arosh answers a very interesting terence, which is Aliba Deshitas Rashi. So he says, you can't learn out Milas Atzmoy from Milas Schorov Avodov. The Salke Daitach Davkes Schorov Shumatolim Olov Lomoylo. Milas Chorov is only noig, it's a mitzvah on him to be maldem. V'yochel, and he can't be maldem. So Meil there, listen, the Yibatsuva to be mal Yischorim Babodim. And there's nothing holding you back to be maldem. And if you're a maldem, that's makiv the kol Yachilis HaPesach. Avu Meisu Achiv. But what if a person was Meisu Achiv Machmas Mila? Shitas Rashi. Vuhu Potter, so he's Potter. So could I learn this out from Milas Chorav Avodov? That means you're asking me a kasha. Why do you say Kol Oro Lo Yoichel Boy? So I said, I can learn it out from Milas Chorav Avodov. He says, that's true. You know what you could learn out from Milas Chorav Avodov? You could learn out an Oro that can be Mal himself and wasn't Mal. So then you can make a Kavuchayma. Madoch the mitzvah's Mila, that's Mutal Olav al Schorav is Makivim, Tita Kolben Pesach, so the mitzvah's Mila that's mutal alatzmoy will zicha be ma'akivim Tita Kolben Pesach. But why will be the din if he can't be mal himself? That you can't learn now from Milas Chorav Avodov. So you need the posik to tell me that a filu, he can't be mal himself, he doesn't even need so what to do, af al pikein, he's still not allowed to eat a Pesik. Kol oru lo yoichel boy. It is a besondere din. The iser achil is not because the mitzvah hamuteles olecho. By milas chorav avodov, that's the ma'akev. You had a mitzvah, you could have done the mitzvah, you should have done the mitzvah, you didn't do the mitzvah, you're not permitted to eat the kolben Pesach. That's the ik of a milas chorav avodov. But the din of kol oru lo yoichel boy comes to tell us a new din. If he has a shame oru, he can't eat a kolben Pesach. And that comes to tell us, and that includes, even though he can't help the situation, he's not mechuyev to be mal himself. Afal pi ken, he's an oru. That's what the Taisus HaRosh says. Afal pi ken, feel Taisus HaRosh, but Agamor is very good. That means Agamor is saying, that means, Fakert, that's the Chiddush of Oru. That is, Fakert, the Torah was Megale by Kolben Pesach, that if he himself is an Oru, that alone is absurd. Without the Chiyuv Mila. So now the Gemara says, so I have two dinim by Kolben Pesach. One din, there's a mitzvah on him to be mal his chorim, and there's another din that an or alone is supposed to. So the Gemara says it's not mistavel to say that din doesn't apply. Forget that din is a mohammedic din. After all, you can't do anything about it, it's still absurd. So to say this din doesn't apply by Truman, and just the other din applies by Truma, that doesn't make sense. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says, Miki, how can you say such a thing? The Milas Chorov would be Miyakiv, and Milas Atzmai won't be Miyakiv. Yeah. Let us see. Taisvis. Ima Pesach. Milas Schorav Avodov Makvos. The Gemara is the kasha that if you're making a Gzeir Shavu Toshav Besocher, so Truma should have the same halacha that Toshav Besocher has. That just like Kolben Pesach Milas Schorav Avodov is Makiv. Who are them by Truma? Taimer. Bahach sugye ki Rabbi Elazar. So Tosfos says, our whole sugye is going according to Rabbi Elazar. That means, we brought down two limudim, how we know an oral is possible by Truma. Now the first limud is Rabbi Elazar's adrosh, he learns at Tosha Besochem. And now the Mos says, according to Rabbi Elazar, let's from this Gzeir Shovel, let us also learn out that Milas Schor of Avodav should be Maki. That's Argamos going according to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar gufa dorish b'mechilta de milus avodav ein ma'akeves odam milechel b'pesach. Rabbi Elazar personally holds that milus avodav is not ma'akev. V'dorish oz yoichel boi ha'eved. That the eved should eat when the posik umalta oisoi oz yoichel boi is going on the eved. That the Eved is not permitted to eat the Korban Pesach until you be Malam, and then the Eved will eat the Korban Pesach. But there's no din milas avod of his makvosing. So what is Taisus Kashe? So Taisus is asking, how can you ask a Kashe on Rabbi Elazar that milas avod should be ma'akiv by Trume? Just like Pesach, it's not makir by Pesach either. Vayomer Rabbeinu Yitzchok, the Gemara lefum rihite nokat kirabbi Akiva de dorosh oz yoichel bo yodoy, Rabbi Elazar mischoro pore. So the re answers, ein hachanami, don't be such a big daiken on the Gemara. That's true, there's a machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds Milas Zchorov Ve'avodov is ma'akev by Korban Pesach. According to Rabbi Elazar, Dafka Milas Zchorov is ma'akev by Korban Pesach. So if the Gemara would have asked the Kashe Bidiyuk, the Gemara could have said, let me Milas Zchorov be ma'akev by Trume, just like it's ma'akev by Pesach. The Kashe is Milas Zchorov. Rabbi Kiva holds Mil Schor Avodov. Avodov is also Makir. So Mela the Gemara chapt on Avodov, but that's not the Kasha. The Kasha is Mil Schor. So when we learn this Taisvis, we think, you know, Baruch Hashem, there was a Psadiq on the Gemara. Taisvis says, you don't have to be Medayik so much. The most Kasha is Mil Schor. But there's a shrekliche problem. What is the problem? The problem is as follows. Let's learn the Gemara the way it should be learned. I was asking you, Kasha, according to Rabbi Elazar, Milas Schorov should be Ma'akev by Trume, just like it's Ma'akev by Korban Pesach. The most Kasha is Milas Schorov. So what is the Teretz? The Teretz, it says, Boy, Einoi, Oichel, aval oichel betrume. Now, ledavineinu, this word boy is only by Milas Avodov, not by Milas Chorov. Rashi brought down both psukim. Rashi brought down the himoloi kol zocha vozikrav la soy soy. By zocha doesn't say boy. And by Milas Avodov, it says, omauta oisei oz yoichel boy. So we have a shekelcha problem over here. When you're saying a teretz on Milas Avodov, and the kashi was on Milas Chorov, you're saying a teretz on Milas Avodov, because boy says by Milas Avodov, and the kashi was only on Milas Chorov, and Milas Chorov you don't have a teretz. So it's a shrek. The Maram and the Marsha is the kashi. The Maram blives by a kashi. The Marsha says a the boy is a main in your Avodov. You don't need the boy for Avodov, so the boy is coming for Scholov. That's what the Marsha says. Now the Gemara asked, let us say Fakert. Let us say, you tell me there's a Miatan boy, so let's darshan boy ain't a Oichel, Avol Oichel ubetrume. Let's say Kolorol Oichel boy. Let's say that. Boy ain't a Oichel, all doesn't eat Pesach, Avol Oichel ubetrume. Avol milas chorav avodov makeves betrume, and we'll say that let's go the other way around. That an oral is permitted to eat trume, and the taisha v'sochen comes amilas chorav avodov. That's makeves betrume. The gzeirish of the taisha v'sochen. Uboy the kosav bay. So what's the boy by Milas Chora Vavoda, what's the meat? Also, maybe the Makabas, but Matzah Mora. We'll appreciate this later when we learn the next Gemara. Zakta Gemara Vaita. Hashta da Amrit Boy Lidroshe Huda also. So now, you just enlightened us that boy is a miut. Boy here and not someplace else. Is kol ben eicha lo yoichel boy lo moli. So what's the boy by kol ben eicha? So the Gemara says, boy hamoras das peiselis. That ben eicha is posel on kol ben peisach, ben hamoras das peiselis b'maisa. He says, mumar is alati maisa sheni. So the Gemara is called Orl La Yoichel Boy Lomoli. Now what do we do with the boy by Orl? We say that it's not Mamaya Trumi because Tesha Vesach is going on Orl. Boy Eidei Oichel Aval Oichel U Bematza Mor. He doesn't, so the boy is coming to tell us that boy Eidei Oichel Aval Oichel U Bematza Mor. Now let us see Rashi and Tesis. Hamoras das peiselis. The imheimer dosoi nisnakru maisov loovi shebar shemaim amarachmone lo yechul boy is not the common pesa. Hori yosinin kol oro lo yechul boy lomoli. Boy maim a mait. Period. Now, v'loi garsinin toisha v'sochir klal. Now, there was a girsa, when toisha brings down the girsa, there's another boy. Taisha Vesocha lo yechel boy. Now what's with that boy? Is Dokim Nekuli Kolik Zereshov, that Taisha Vesocha, that says by Kolben Pesach, that posik is, there's no pshat in that posik. It's mufne, it's like Zereshov. One is on the Lamed, one is on the Lamed. Bokrinelemi Pashte Legamri. That posik is no pshat whatsoever. So the Melis, you can't ask what you darshan with the boy because the Pasuk Bechlal, the words were just put in over here with to make Gzeira Shava, but it doesn't have any pshat. So if it doesn't have any pshat, then you can't darshan the words. Let us see Taisvis. Boy Hamoras Das Peiselis. Boy Dechol Oru. So now we hear there are two boys. We hear a boy that a Ben Necho, Lo Yechol Boy. In this we darshaned Likule. That means, kol ben eichel lo yoichel boy, here he's not permitted to eat, or b'may shesheni, he is permitted to eat. By oral, we darshan l'chumre. Boy ein eichel, avol eichel b'matzamor, he's a b'chuyiv to eat matzamor. So it's very interesting how Chazal split the droshes, that the boy of ben eichel, we darshan l'kule, someplace else, It's permissible. And the boy of Oral we darshan luchum. So Taisa says as follows. Boy dechal Oral le boy le midrashochi. Then Oles peiselas b'maisa. Let's say the same drosha. Boy Oles peiselas b'maisa. The luchum redarshin. You have a boy and you can learn two ways. You can learn fangas a chumra or a kula. So we see that we see that they're luchumra. So we say fakir tachuma that he doesn't need a carbon paper, but he's mechui b'matzamora. If you go lachuma, so let's say the same drosha by ben neichel boy ein neichel doesn't need a paper, but it's matzamora. Mi boy de ben neichel loyshach le midrashochi boy ein neichel avol neichel b'matzamora. Because what shot in the slimo? The Lashmin and the Loi also be matzamore. What is he telling me? He'll tell me like this, that even though a mumma is not permitted to eat a Kolben Pesach, but he is permitted to eat matzamore, even though he's a mumma. Vayitzterech, the otu matzamore kedushis bu. It's a kedusha. The Kolben Pesach is a Kolben, it's kotship. So if a kelt, a mum is not permitted to eat kochim. But matzah mor has a kedusha, so I don't need a posuk to tell me it's permitted. Vi boy le meima avol chayev matzah mor, is chayiv b'matzamot. Pshitu, the chayiv lasi shuvah l'kayim kol ha-mitzvahs. That means you're talking to Amuma. It's Erev Pesach by Chatzoy. So we're telling him, that Kol B'Neichel, we're telling him like this, you know, you mechuyiv b'matzamot. He's mechuyiv in Pesach also. He's mechuyiv in Kol HaTeiriku. He's mechuyiv to do tshuva. We tell him he's mechuyiv in Matzamora. He's mechuyiv in everything. So he can't darshan he's mechuyiv in Matzamora. Pshitu, the chayim lasa tshuva l'kayim kol ha-mitzvah. So what's, so, kayim kol ha-mitzvah. Fine. Uboy, the toisha v'socher. Perish bekunteres play dorish midi. Mishum dokim the kulakrolak zerishova, vakrinale mi pashta ilagamri. So, venire shalotzaloima. So, what does Rashi mean? Mean, the posik does never any pshat. That's true. So the toishov is going for the lafnuye. The socher is going lafnuye. No pshat. But what does the boy come? Taisus is a ha'or and Rashi, but he still, it doesn't have a pshat, but why was the boy written? Pnire shalot zoloim. Da'ai didikosu rachmona ba'or lo b'neicho. That's the flow of the psukim. Kosu nami b'shtoisha b'socher. But b'toisha b'socher, there's no purpose for the ksivis ha'boy. V'chi agav na'omo lekamon, ai didikosiv anoisa ksiv nami mimeno. Mileva Mamishki Hoche, it's not like here, the Hosravak my parshish and Nemro Venishnis Bishvil Dovish and his Chadishpa. Here it's Tamazeps, we're just saying the Torah put it next to word because of the flow of the other psuk. Rabbi Netam beforish the boy the Toisha Vesoche Lagufa, he could omel a kamon gabit losa mimeno chad Lagufa. It's not coming for a drosh, it's coming Lagufa, it's being Makoben Pesach. So this is all that argues in the Gemara that the boy of Amoras Das is coming Lemutei Maisa, and the boy of Orl is coming from Matzamor. V'is form the Garsi Yochi. Boy the Orl u ben Eichel. Boy ein Eichel, aber Eichel be Matzamor. Both boys are coming to tell us that he's oichel b'matzamor. Uboy de toisha v'socher, and what's the boy of toisha v'socher? Boy hamoras das poiseles, and it doesn't passel by maisa. So this is, so with this girsa, seems we take care of everything. That means the boy of the boy of Benechor and Orul is coming to Tosachai Bematze. And Toisha Besoche is going to Amor is Das. Chim Bechol Asvor Mesev Misho Yitomi Bechem Asher Pekol Sho Barbe Psoch. The Mitavayu boy, the Orul Benechor, from these two boys, Darshinin, Avaloichol Bematze Mor. Umiyashiv Riha Girsois, so lechayre, they said a problem. What's the chiddush? What is the chiddush that a ben neichel is chayiv b'matzamor? Shkayach. He's chayiv in kol ha-terekula. So what's that he's chayiv b'matzamor? The shayach shape mi boy de ben neichel lidorish avol eichel b'matzamor. Lashmina. The chayiv lechel b'matzamor im osa tshuva. If he did tshuva at night, Avol gab de bePesach ein oichel. Shumumer b'shas asiyas Pesach. He was a mumer b'shas asiyas haPesach. So let us be megashim dinyan. Let's say he wanted to be. He was meman. He was memuna on the korban Pesach. So it could very well be. That's how the Dvar Shmuel is mitzadet in Pesachim. That amini of a mumer is garnished. I mean, so that meaning was nothing. So he was mamuna called Pesach, but called Benechel Yechel Boy. So he's not mamuna on this Pesach. There's no meaning on this Pesach. Now he did tshuva at night, but that you did tshuva at night, that won't work retroactively. So your meaning on the Korban Pesach was not chal because you're a mumah. So you're potter I mean, you can't, there's no mitzvah of korban Pesach on you. There's no mitzvah of achilas Pesach. So memele, even though the Pesach, he doesn't eat. Now, let us just appreciate what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying as follows, that Bemison, there are two mitzvahs of achilas matzah, and there's one mitzvah of achilas morah. There's a mitzvah of matzahs umroirim yechlu. So poshe pshat and posik is that the korban Pesach should be eaten together with matzah morah. That means that the ikar mitzvah is the achilas ha-Pesach, and together, al matzah is umroirim yechlu. You should eat the korban Pesach together with matzah morer. The matzah morer is a tofel to the mitzvah achilas ha-Pesach. Therefore, bizman hazeh, that we don't have a korban Pesach, so there's no mitzvah morer. Morer bizman hazeh, the rabbonim. There's no mitzvah achilas morer. The mitzvah is, you eat the korban Pesach with morer. And that mitzvah is also by matzah also. You eat a korban Pesach with matzah. There's a mitzvah bizman hazeh b'erev teichlu matzah. So that is a mitzvah of matzah which is not mekusher with korban Pesach. And that's bizman hazeh. Bizman habayis, it's very debatable if there's such a mitzvah. Bizman habayis, the mitzvah is achilas ha-Pesach together with matzah mo. That is the mitzvah bizman habayis. So, Mamel, if that is the mitzvah, I say, so matzah and morer is eaten as a nitpal to the korban Pesach. So now, if you have a benecho who was he's not mitzvah in korban Pesach, he can't eat a korban Pesach. Since he was a mummer, he doesn't have the mitzvah of korban Pesach now. But Laila doesn't have a mitzvah korban Pesach because b'shas hakovas haPesach he was a mummer. So he doesn't have this mitzvah. And Nogel also doesn't have this mitzvah of achilas haPesach. So the posik is machadish, but the nitval to korban Pesach he does have. In his chayiv, in matzah morer. There's a big tumor. If the morer is shigre delishne, or morer is take meikar adim. But the way we're saying now, we could say more, I think the Menachas Chinuch mentions this for it. More is mikra then, because verkehrt is mechuyiv in the matzah of more of korban Pesach. And that is the chiddush. That even though bepoyel, he is also be korban Pesach, but he's mechuyiv in the nitpal of korban Pesach. So that's boyene oichel, avol chayiv be matzah mo, which is a chiddush, which is a meiridik a chiddush. Uboy the toisha v'socher. Now the toisha is bara girse. Uboy the toisha v'socher. Now meshach lemidrash neiboy amor as das paiselas. The toisha v'socher yivet kechov meirik at the brishes lal. Toisha has said that fine on the base. Lefi emes toisha v'socher by korban Pesach is going on a goy. A ger toisha v'an a goy. So we're speaking about, and perhaps we can be mamtik a little bit. That socher is an oivet kechavim, so an oivet kechavim could be, I mean, a ger toishav means he came to Bezen, he's mekabel on himself the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. A socher that's an oivet kechavim is not only he's not a ger toishav, but he's an oivet kechavim. He's by religion an oivet kechavim. He's an oivet kechavim taket. So memeled, so that's a ben neichon. He's not from ma'isem lovim shabashamayim. He's an oivet avay dezore. A goy an oivet avay dezore. So memeled, so that goof is the drosha. That boy ain't a yoichel. That in korban Pesach he can eat. Avol oichel hu be ma'isem. So even though And a guy doesn't need meiser mistama when the meiser shein the meiser nishbar b'kaponim. We're saying the psul of nisnakru meiser, the psul of amoras das, only applies by Pesach and not by meiser. Bein amoras das peiselus b'meiser. Besoyf misha yotom megarsin b'chol asvorim. Bein amoras das peiselus b'trume. But it doesn't pass by trum also. B'shape matin et tabay mechad boy. The boy mashme boy v'loy b'dvor machere. B'itzach limutei tavayu. Trume d'loy nerf b'gzei rishobah d'toy shebesocher. That means that be Makairis to Darshan that they should be Osir in both. She need a boy to be Mamayat, that the Mutter in both. That Morazas Mutter Bamais or Betrume. Now let's go further in the Gemara. Mitzach Lamichtav Or. Mitzach Lamichtav Kol Benecho. The Gemara asks, it says two psukim. It says, kol ora la yechel boy, it says, kol benecha la yechel boy. Tikos avrachmona oru, mishum de mois, so say oru mishum de mois, avu benecha de loy mois, aim aloy. Tikos avrachmona kol benecha, mishum de libe la shemai, avu oru de libe la shemai, aim aloy, tzriche. Now, the Rehitas Loshna Gemara, the Gemara seems to be asking such a shaila. There are two psukim by Kolben Pesach, Kol Benecha Lo Yoichel Boy, Kol Oru Lo Yoichel Boy. So why does the Pesach have to tell us both of these halachas? Someone makes a tzrichas, Oru is worse than Benecha. Benecha is worse than the goof of Oru is mois. The goof of Benecha is not mois. The lave of the Benecha is mois. The lave of the Oru is not mois. Agavuche nachsach mir. We had learned yesterday. The Moses Oru means is the Moses over here. Oru means liber l'shemayim. Oru is liber l'shemayim. So, Bishleim, according to Rashi, so if he's Libel HaShemayim, why wasn't he mal himself? What do you mean? If I count, he can't be mal himself. It's Meisa Ochev Machmas Mila. We heard the Rabbi Netam says, Rotzoloim Meshumet La'olus. He's a Meshumet. So what kind of a Libel HaShemayim is this over here? He's not such a Libel HaShemayim. It's either one of the two. Either Libel HaShemayim means in the, which I don't know that by the Zohar. That's good. He does a virus. He speaks Lashon Hara also maybe, but that's still called Libel HaShemayim. God, when the Rishonim bring down the Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, they don't say as sharp as the Tosfos Yeshonim says. The Rabbeinu Tam says, he's not mal himself because he's scared. I mean, chas v'shalom, if he knew everything would go good, he would make the mila. But he's scared, he doesn't, now logically he doesn't have a right to be scared. Although he's not a shegetz, he's never chaduch gefaun. So I'll kapon him so we can understand more that he's a libel HaShemayim. Yeah, but I'll kapon him. Then the Marsha's Ma'ira is a very modern Gemara. He says, all of a sudden, there's two different psulim. There's a psul of Benecha, there's a psul of an Oru. Why do you need both psukim? And the Marsha says, and I'll tell you something, they have different halachas, these two. A Benecha is Mutter B'Maiser, and an Oru, he says, is also B'Maiser. An Oru is not also B'Maiser. So they're different. So what is pshat? The Gemara here, the Gemara makes it. Oh, it has to tell you a benecha is not permitted to eat. It has to tell you that a nose is not permitted to eat with a tzriches. So the Marsha says that Taisvus and Psochim and Arvei Psochim Daf Kuf Chof seem to learn differently. That the Gemara is not speaking about the lav. of kol benecha lo yoichel boy, kol ora lo yoichel boy. The Gemara is speaking about the miyut. The miyut, boy ain't a yoichel of a loichel b'matza mor. So it says by both of them, that says that an oral, it says that an oral is mochuyi b'matza mor, and it says that a benecha is mochuyi b'matza mor. That already is a kasha. That's the Gemara's kasha. Why do you need two boys to tell us this halacha? According to Taisvis, this is according to Taisvis Pshat, Rabbi Natam's Pshat, the Ri Pshat. Is the Ri had said that the boy of Orul and the boy of Benecha are coming to tell us that he's chay b'matzah morer. So let it say by one, and you'll know by the other one. The Havamina would be because Matzah Morer is a nitpul to Korban Pesach. And since you don't need a Korban Pesach, you don't need Matzah Morer. Fine! So it says, Kolor le'yechel boy, by ne'oichel ab'oichel b'matzah morer. Finished! So now I know that he does eat Matzah Morer, even though it's a nitpul. Fine! Whatever the lumdus is. So why do you have to have two boys to tell me an oral that doesn't eat a korban pesach eats matzah morer, a benecha that doesn't eat a korban pesach doesn't eat matzah morer? That's that Tosfos says in Psachim. And the Marsha says from our sugya it would be very much mashma like that, because we're speaking about the boy, and now the Gemara is v'itzterich, the flow of the Gemara is very much, much more like this. So there's just two ha'oris we have to take care of. Now let's learn the Gemara. V'itzterich lemichtav oru, v'itzterich lemichtav kol benecha. So according to the Marsha, we're speaking about the miyut. Okay. Because of Achmana Oru, if it say Oru, that what? That Oru eats matzah morer, shum de mois. That doesn't make sense. Avo benechad le mois eim oloi. Because of Achmana kol benecho, mishum de libi la shemai. Avo lo vod libi la shemai eim oloi. So it doesn't make sense, the whole thing. So Taisis in Psachim, it says as follows. Taisis in Psachim says, because of Achmona Oru, Mishum Delibe La Shemayim. Avo Benecho, Dein Libe La Shemayim Loi. Because of Achmona Ko Benecho, Mishum Dein E Mois. Avo Oru, the Mois, Eim Oloi. Period. And Taisus seems to be saying that even though the Gils is not like that, I think that's Pshat and Taisus, but that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means that's it. I'd like to say one ha'orim. Fine. So now we understand pshat and the Gemara. The Gemara is making a tzriches. The Gemara is making a tzriches. So why do you need two boys to tell us that an oral is chay b'matzah morer, and the benecha is chay b'matzah morer? We say, if I can't, we would say oral. Libi l'shemayim. Now. L'chaire, we have to understand this tzrichas also. L'chaire, it's very difficult to understand. We mentioned before, what's the havamina, that it shouldn't be chayv matzah morer. She said, the havamina is because matzah morer is a nitpol to the korban pesach. So, if he doesn't eat the korban pesach, so, he doesn't eat matzah morer. I mean, that's the havamina. So what's the kamash malam? So, poshid yelom shad, Nishkefel, even though you don't eat the Korban Pesach, even though you still eat matzah morer. That means afal pikein. Even though by you it's not a nitpal. Even though by you it's not a nitpal. L'chayre, that's the yisoid of matzah morer is a nitpal. By you it's not a nitpal because you're not eating a Korban Pesach. Afal pikein. You should still eat matzah morer. That's how l'chayre you learn pshat. So then we have to understand, so how does Mois and Libel HaShemayim come in over here? You know why an oral eats matzah morer? Because libel l'shamayim. Moment, what does libel l'shamayim have to do with matzah morer? Or why does a benecha eat matzah morer? Because he's not mois. There's a psa shaykhis of mois to matzah morer. These are all svaris in Korban Pesach. In Korban Pesach, they're svaris. They're not svaris in Matzah Morer. So how do you learn pshat? What is pshat? So dachsach mir pshat is like this. That the emison, just like we mentioned, the havamin of the Gemara was that the havamin of the Gemara was that it should be part of a matzah morer, because matzah morer is a nit part of Korban Pesach. It's part of a Korban Pesach. What is the kamash malon? It could be the kamash malon is pshat. You're right. Matzah morer is a nit part of Korban Pesach. But legabi matzah morer is mechuyev in Pesach. That means I consider him a bar chiyuv be Pesach legabi matzah morer. The poil he can eat Pesach. But legabi to be mechayev in matzah morer is mechuyev in Pesach. Because matzah morer, it doesn't come alone. Matzah morer only comes with Pesach. But I say he's a mechuyev in Pesach legabi the chiyuv matzah morer. So memele, so now we can make the redler. So you want to make him a mechuyev in Pesach legabi matzah morer, but he's a boss. Ein li bila shemayim. So memele, so these are the tzodim. That means after the maskonis hagmore, it's still on nitpal, but in order for him to be mechuyev is because he's mitzuve in Pesach legabi matzah morer. If I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Lucham Perlau, from the Sefer and Rabbi Sadie Goyim, brings down the Rabbi Avrom B'noi Shal Arambam. Rabbi Avrom B'noi Shal Arambam, I don't know if, I mean, our Tosfos did not hold like this, but Rabbi Avrom B'noi Shal Arambam said that what pshat in the droshe, boy ain't oichel, aval oichel b'matzah mor, what's the chiddush? So the Rabbein Avraham ben Eishel Rambam said that since Matzah Morer is a nitbal to Pesach, I would think he's not permitted to eat Matzah Morer. Because it has Kedushas, even though he's not eating the Pesach. But this is a Pesach dike Matzah Morer. So according to the, so if Tosfos in Psochim is going according to Rabbein Avraham ben Eishel Rambam, it's good. So then the tzrich is very good to understand. That means we're matim to eat a nitbal korban pesach, which the nitbal alone has dinei ha-pesach on it. So then pass, maybe dafke him, because libi la-shemayim, maybe dafke him, because he's not mos. Our Tosfos said to Adobah Poshet, b'chi yisra yesh, but our Tosfos didn't want to be soible such a pshat, that I need a posik to tell me he's permitted to eat matzah morer. So it could be al kaponim that that's pshat according to Tosfos. Now I think the Tosfos God and the next Tosfos is clone not like Tosfos in Psochim. The kosav rachmona oru would say oru. So I would think dafka oru not benech. Afal gab ditzach lemichtav tavayu mishum boy. It would seem from Tosfos learned our Gemara Kipshutoi, that the Gemara is asking Akasha, why does it say Oral? Let's learn that Oral from Ben Necha, let's learn that Ben Necha from Oral. So Tosfos asks, very innocent Kasha, you're right. But it has to say the Oral because of the boy. That's Tosfos Kasha. I've got Ditzach Lemichtav Tavayu Mishum Boy, Ditzach Lemichtav Tavayu. So, that's a pshat of a poshet, it is a chumichat of davayu. So Tosfos says, Oyelei lekoisvom bekroi de tzriche. This boy should not have been written by a posik de loy tzriche. That's locher, but this Tosfos is locher clone, not like the Marsho, Tosfos and Psochem. So now we're in the middle of droshes. And we dashed the boy, we dashed all the boys. So the Gemara says, Mimeno, Mimeno Lomali. It says three times Mimeno. Let us see Rashi. Al Toichlu Mimeno, no. Es given the amrit boile miute, mimeno namile mute mashm, and there's three mimenos. So what do you do with all the mimenos? Vanoisa mimeno, beishti sorev. Isisiro mimeno, vanoisa mimeno, three mimenos. Smol says, lakama bepirkent, losa mimeno xive bepesach. So here we're finished with Rabbi Lezer's drosha. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Omar Ma Rabbi Kiva Omer Ein Eitzorich. You don't need this Gzeirish of Toishev Esocher. I have a different limud to tell us that an oral is also betrume. Harayu Omer Ish Ish L'Rabbi Yisesa Oral. It says by trume Ish 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 Mizera Kahanam Ish Betzu Azov. It doesn't need trume. So it says ish ish, l'rabi says oru. Like the Gemara, v'ayimu l'rabi says oru, you know, maybe the ish is ma'abed and anayinin is also betrume. Amar v'yese bachanina amakro, v'chol zores, zores amarti loch, v'loy aninis. Like the Gemara, v'ayimu v'loy olus, oksiv ish ish. V'ma'a rois, mistavra olus, habali rebu yishikain, ma'isim krusim, bedibur, ha'evet. So that's why we know that if we're marbe another psul by trume, it's all this which is the fish. Rava Omar, v'loy hanach nefishin, nami le'motzes amrit. Without hanach nefishin, Omar kro, ish ish, the ribu is ish ish, eize dobo sheyeshnei be'ish, ve'einoi be'ishe, ave yoymer, ze oles. So memele, so that alone is a gilui, that we're speaking about, Olus. The Rabbi Kiva, my toyshe besocher, my ovid light. What does Rabbi Kiva do with toyshe besocher? That means according to Rabbi Lezer, toyshe besocher is not coming an ever divri, for sure. So it's coming, for the Gzeir Shavit, make the Gzeir Shavit mufne. But according to Rabbi Kiva, we don't need the Gzeir Shavit. So what does he do with Toishe Besoch? Omar Rav Shmaye Lasuye Arvei Mohu Begivoyni Mohu. It's coming to tell us that a goy, that's a Mohu, is not permitted to eat Trume. Song goes that a goy is not permitted to eat Trume. What does Rashi say? Rabbi Kiva, hai Toishe Besoch de Pesach me Obedloi. Halakha look me bevedi v'kral. So where's the coming? L'suyi arvi v'gavayni mo, shlo yoichol bepesach, gavayni shem ume shemoy lematzmo. So it's coming to tell us that if he's mo, so that means als korolo yoichol boy, he doesn't fall into the category. He's not an ol. So it's telling us about als goy, he's not permitted to eat trum. So the Zamerdika Taisus HaRosh over here. So the Taisus HaRosh says, now, we have turned the Zamerdika Gemara. The Gemara said, it's coming to tell us a goy. That a goy is not permitted to eat a korban Pesach. So the Gemara said, I know he's not only permitted to eat a korban Pesach. He's an oral. No. It's talking about that he's not an oral. He mouthed himself. And the tongue is a goy is not permitted to eat a korban Pesach. Fregt Taisus HaRosh, but he's a ben echo. He's an Eved Kechav, he's a Ben Necho. So the Taisa Rosh says, no, I would think could be a Ben Necho is worse. A Yid that's Nishtamid is worse than a Goy. So maybe, Davke, a Ben Necho means a Yisroel, Shenisnak Romais of Lovi Sheba Shemaim. He's not permitted to eat. About a goy, he's not, he's a goy, it's a melee, it could be his permitted teeth. That's neither a posse, a goy also not. זוקת תאיסס הראש, ומכאן נראה, שקרו אוסי להזיר לעקום שלו יויכל. Now there's a מוירדיק מחלויקס. If there's a פוסק by a goy, that a goy can eat a korban Pesach, who is the פוסק speaking to? Others learn the פוסק speaking to that a yid is not permitted to give a goy from a korban Pesach. It's an azor on a yid. We don't find azoras on goy. Another rishonim learned that it's an azor on the goy. Umikan nire, so the Tosfos Rosh says, from Agemore, shekro osi lahazel la'akum shlo yoichel. That the posik is telling us that the goy is not permitted to eat. A raya from Agemore. Di lahazel yisroel shelo yachilenu, if we'll say pshad is nitazoy. They were speaking about a goy, but not a goy. You don't, there's no mitzvah to a goy. You're talking about each and give a goy. Stafulu ba'akum orl motzi lukminei kro. Like the Amir Dikakash, what's the problem of the Gemara? The Gemara, the problem, how could it be speaking about a goy? He's an orl. A gesundtafeich. The love of orl speaking about that an orl is not permitted to eat. Here, this posik is telling me that a yid is not allowed to give a goy to eat. It's a different love. What, it's a kash an orl. It can be an orl gesundtafeich, but it's a different love. If the Gemara asks a kasha, why do I need a posik? That als goy typically als oral, so weiß doch ois that the posik is telling us that the goy is not permitted to eat. So the Gemara says, so why do you have to tell the goy? Versteht sich, he's an oral. So wird eis der Teises heraus. ומי הוא דובר תאימה שלא מוצינו עזור אל העקום. We don't find such things. It's a Torah should give love unto a goy. Rabbi Chonon, the Minchas Chinuch HaMa'irer, the problem is not only on this posik. The Tosfos HaRosh said that this posik, Tosha V'socha Lo Yoichel Boy, is going, that a goy is not permitted to eat the Korban Pesach, so it's Azor on the Goy, and we never find such things. Fine, a problem. It's Azor on the Goy. But there's a bigger problem. The Gemara had a problem. You have to say he's not a Noro, because if he'd be a Noro, so it says, Korol Yechel Boy, so we see from the Gemara Meir de Kizach. The Goy is Metzuvin Korol Yechel Boy. I feel like I'll say that Toshe V'soch is allowed to a goy. But you, goy, are not allowed to eat it. But the Gemara had a different problem. Why do you need this posik? He's an oral. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Sure, he's an oral. But the goy is mitzvah and called oral a yoichel boy. That you can ask a kasha why you need this posik? I mean, weiss doch ois for the Gemara, that a goy is mitzvah and called oral a yoichel boy also. And the way that Tais the Rosh is, he's Mitzuvin Kol Benecha Lo Yecha Bay also. And on that is the Teretz. Als Kolorol, I was Mal myself. Als Benecha, a guy that Shemad himself is worse than me. So now I need a posik, but I'm not allowed to eat it. Als Pateisha Besocha Lo Yecha Bay. That's what it says in the Gemara. But it's a Psalmire de Kezach. But he should be Mitzuvin in Kolorol Lo Yecha Bay. Now just a bissel to the Herren, how we understand such a thing. I mean, l'chayre, the din of kol oru lo yoichel boy, or kol benech lo yoichel boy, is a din mitzad the korban Pesach. A korban Pesach is not permitted to be eaten by an oru, like it say. It's a zilzel in the korban, whatever, it's mitzad the korban Pesach. And could be if it's mitzad the korban Pesach, so if the goy is an oral, so, I mean, it doesn't matter. That means the law is that the korban Pesach is not permitted to be eaten through an oral. So whoever is an oral falls into this category.